A senior U.S. State Department official says the United States will hold direct talks with North Korea about Pyongyang's nuclear programs. Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage told the Senate Foreign Relations Committee Washington would engage Pyongyang in direct dialogue.
Of course we're going to have direct talks with the North Koreans. There's no question about it.
His comments marked a reversal of the administration's stance late last year when U.S. officials ruled out direct dialogue with North Korea, citing violations of Pyongyang's commitments not to develop nuclear weapons. South Korea has been urging the United States to seek direct talks with the North, as have some U.S. lawmakers. Republican Senator Richard Lugar of Indiana is chairman of the Foreign Relations Committee.
There is a need for direct talks between the United States and North Korea.
Deputy Secretary of State Armitage said talks with Pyongyang would be part of an effort with other countries so that North Korea's weapons program would not be seen as a U.S.-North Korean problem. Pyongyang has demanded unconditional talks with Washington along with a non-aggression pact. Mr. Armitage ruled out such a treaty, saying there would be what he called a zero chance of the Senate ratifying such a document. He also confirmed that the Defense Department is considering bolstering U.S. forces in the region.
That's a prudent military planning procedure, and that as far as I know, nothing has moved forward.
Mr. Armitage said the Pentagon is considering reinforcements in the region to deter any North Korean aggression in case of war in Iraq. Deborah Tate, VOA News, Capitol Hill.